Welcome to Local Matters. I'm Louis Matheny, and I'm in the studio with someone I've known for longer than I can even figure out. It's Myla Mason, singer-songwriter and Atlantic recording artist legend, if I may be allowed to say that, Myla. Among your great hits were Closer to Heaven, Dark Horse, and That's Enough of That, and I think That's Enough of That was the bigger of the three, can we say? Or would
I would say it charted the highest. I'd say Dark Horse was the bigger. It played the most. I know all this stuff because, not because I was that concerned or that egocentric. I was just told all the time what like records they are, you know, if they have a chart position, people think they sell more or they bring you more of an audience. And That's Enough of That was my breakout song, and everyone worked really hard on making that happen. Very late in life, I might add.
Yeah.
That I wasn't an overnight success by any means. I'd been in Nashville for years. I moved there to be a songwriter, and my mom was a singer. My aunts were on the radio in the 30s, 20s, 30s. So, and my grandmother was a great whistler. I have to add that.
Whistler.
Oh, she loved to whistle. She could write the most beautiful melodies whistling. But my mom was a great singer. Like, I used to just watch her rehearse. The first studio I went in was Chips Moman's studio, who did Dionne Warwick down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I was four. And so I was raised by this mom who was just a wonderful performer. And could outsing anyone. Like, she could hit those whistle notes like Mariah Carey. And my mom, when I was little, she said people would stop her and say, "Does she have a cold?" Because I had this rasp in my voice.
And so when you're referring to whistling, you're actually talking about the term when the voice whistles rather than her actually making a
whistle. No, my grandmother actually was a whistler.
Yeah. You know, the term people talk about, one of the most famous whistling moments in recording music history was when Mary Clayton was brought in to do the vocals for Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter, which I used to call my favorite Rolling Stones song of all time, but I demoted it because it truly is a Mary Clayton song. Without Mary Clayton, that would have been a completely different song. And I have the tracks of Mary Clayton singing separate from the band and the music altogether.
Really?
Just her. And you hear Mick Jagger exclaim in awe when she whistles a couple
really?
Of times, because she, and I don't know if you know, she was pregnant when they brought her in to do that, and she miscarried later.
Oh.
But she was always known for the person that made that what many people call the greatest Rolling Stones song of all time. But if we want to give cred where cred is due,
always.
It was with one of the greatest R&B soul singers, African-Americans, named Mary Clayton.
I'd love to hear that.
Be glad to share it with you sometime. It's in my big music collection. You know, among my things in my music collection, one that I've never been able to get was something that astounded me back when you were on the charts and hitting it big time. I was in a music store once that carried both vinyl and CDs, and I had asked if they had any Myla Mason. And the guy said, "Yeah, we did, but we just got rid of Myla Mason's 12-inch for Dark Horse." And for what listeners don't know, a 12-inch is a dance mix, which is on a 12-inch disc that DJs use. And I said, "No, you must be talking about somebody else. This is the country music star, Myla Mason." He says, yeah, the chick with the LA May Clampett hair. You know, you have this beautiful, flowing, curly, blonde hair. And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, told me of a DJ in Brazil who had found your song and reworked it into a dance hit and was huge in the clubs in Brazil in the 90s.
That was what was so funny is you talk about being shocked. I was given a copy of it, but in a Sonic version. I didn't have the vinyl. I would love to find the vinyl.
Me too.
On that.
Me too.
Just for the kids to do the same trick I pulled on my band. Because it was sent to me sonically, and I played it for everybody who played for me on the bus one night. We'd all played together for years, all the great musicians. And I said, y'all, I want to play you something, and you guess what song it is.
Oh.
And we played this song every night. You know, that was our signature. We had to sing that song. And no one for the first 2 minutes knew what it
was. Right, because DJs would have these long lead-ins.
Lead-ins, and, so people could dance to this electronic sound and stuff. And then it was like, my love, my love.
It's driven me crazy in my years of collecting vinyl, a lot of which, as you know, people will be seeing at Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles in town. That's still a holy grail of mine that I can't get my hands on. So, and I have one of the only copies of the Every Picture Tells a Story recording sessions with Rod Stewart and his former band with the Faces. You know, you're really a part of a family of artists, and you come from a family of artists. And, you know, there's a lot that people don't know, including the fact that we'll be discussing in Myla Mason Part 2 next week what you're going to be doing with your daughters and son. And I'm very thankful to be the executive producer on that music. But as a family of artists, there's a point where the love is driving and informing the music, and the music is being poured back into the love. And it's a sort of, you know, sacred circle, not unlike the Carter family and Johnny Cash.
Oh, thank you.
That rendition of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, had been around for years, that he did for June Carter's mother, correct? In her honor.
Yeah. And it's funny, my youngest one, Maddie, wanted to be called May her entire life. And so their little group is called Rain and May. And every time I call her May, I usually go, Maybelle Carter, you know. Oh, I will add that in there. And actually went with the kids to the Country Music Hall of Fame when May was going with her class. I wanted to chaperone, and they asked me to. And that was the first thing, I'm going to choke up, was I went to her guitar. You know, she bought that guitar after her first big hit record. And she was a wonderful, great songwriter, and started that family of just talented, the Carters. Dina Carter and I actually had my first band that I was in, an all-girls band. It was me and Dina Carter were in there, in that band together.
That's
so
amazing.
I have all those stories from Dina. Most of the time we don't share. We usually have each other's backs on things where we don't talk it unless we've been given permission to talk. But what I do, Dina was a funny girl.
We are in the studio with singer, songwriter, and Atlantic recording artist, country music legend Myla Mason. And something that Cookeville is going to be so excited about is the fact that you're going to be putting Cookeville on the map for having a version of what many big cities have, which is a hotspot listening room. In this case, a lot like the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, or even Ernest Tubbs Record Store, where the greats like Loretta Lynn were first heard live. And tell us about that.
I think there's no better venue than a record store upstairs from Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles, just like at Ernest Tubbs Record Store. We think it'd be a great place. That's what we're going to do upstairs from there. And it's going to be called basically upstairs at Harper's. And we're going to have live music. And a lot of singer-songwriters, friends of mine, that are going to come down and play. And thank goodness, on opening night, it will be with the kids, Rain and May.
That is so exciting. Yeah, upstairs at Harper's is a great name to be, because a lot of these great music venues in places like New York City and Chicago and L.A. are tucked away in these sort of places that just happen to be available. And we don't want everybody piling in at one time, especially now during COVID-19.
And especially with COVID, it's a nice, intimate setting. And we're not going to have a big, large audience, because I like feeling like people are in my living room listening to the first things I write. And that intimate setting is wonderful. But we're also going to be streaming live, which you can buy tickets for the live stream. And you'll be able to find those tickets on both the bookstore, Harper's Bookstore's homepage, and you'll be able to find it on my music page, because it'll be called Myla Mason and Friends. And, you know, Cookeville, I've played the fair here before, but once you write a song about a place, I wrote a song a long time ago called Buffalo Valley. I was just intrigued driving here.
I never knew that.
You didn't?
No.
You know what's so crazy, Lewis, is it's in my car, because I found some old CDs that weren't marked the other day when I was cleaning out our office on Music Row after 10 years has shut down, like a lot of Music Row buildings have shut down. And I was cleaning it out and I found these random box of CDs that were blank. And I started putting them in, making sure I wasn't missing anything. And there it was.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is
so
amazing.
So it's called Buffalo Valley. I might play that.
That'd be great.
Night.
This is Local Matters. We're in the studio with Myla Mason, and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm in the studio with Myla Mason. We're having some great laughs remembering how many years we've known each other and when we first met. And I don't remember. Do you have any idea what the year was? It's a long time ago.
It was so long ago. We'll just say that it was the beginning of our beginning.
You should tell your version of how we first met, because I have my viewpoint and you have yours. Go.
I was going to New York because... I'm a songwriter and I was in Nashville and I wanted to go to New York and check out the Broadway scene. I've always wanted to write a Broadway musical and,
aren't you and I doing that together?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
We have so many lifetime plans that we started when we were kids.
Yes.
To now that we still, our bucket list, thank goodness as friends, we've always had this wonderful one that we could pull out, and one of them is today. You and I always wanted to do music together.
Yes.
And it's because we are such fans of music. Mm-hmm. Not only have we both worked in radio and I've written music forever, but we both have been, that was our common thread back in New York. And my way of meeting you was our good friend Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
Brought me up to New York because he had this great apartment that I could rent. And he said he was working on it with his roommate, Lewis. And I got off that plane just as green as Daisy May. And we went into a gym to meet you.
Yes.
Your roommate. Gavin, your roommate. Yeah. Me to meet you. I love Gavin.
And that all started because I had come back to Tennessee after my first year and a half in New York and was working with a director where I got my first national commercial, which was a big hit on MTV, VH1, and Nickelodeon, where I'm jumping around. Do you remember playing air guitar? Yeah. It was for a greatest hits record collection called Hot Rockin', and that was all over the place. So I go back to New York. Gavin followed me, and I had actually taken on a abandoned grocery store, street level, as you remember. And the only thing that I couldn't do in the way of construction was soldering for plumbing. And Gavin could do plumbing. And I said, if you want to move to New York, you can room with me. And I had gotten a twin bed to shove in this tiny grocery store. I had a full-size bed, and that's all I had room for was a full-size bed and room to walk around it, and I was building a bathroom.
It was as small as a studio.
It is. Yeah, it was. Yeah. And so in my mind, Gavin would get the twin bed, and I would have I would keep the full-size bed, and I said to Gavin, you'll have to sleep with my feet in your face. But he arrived at 11:39 closing
with
at the
another
gym.
Pair of feet.
Yeah, with a person in tow behind him. And I thought you were a customer and he was standing in the way, and I moved him aside to say, hi there, may I help you? And you just said simply, oh no, I'm with him.
Yeah.
And Gavin said, I brought Myla here to live too. Is that okay? And what was I going to say? No, send her back to Nashville, So I was the one that wound up with two pairs of feet in my face.
Two pairs of feet in your face. Yeah, and yeah. Rosa O'Rourke.
Rosa O'Rourke, a landlady. She was precious.
That's
she
exactly.
She would drop the F-bomb in every sentence and say, excuse my French at the end of the sentence.
If it weren't for Rosa O'Rourke and so many, we had so many great nurturers and surrogate moms and people that guided us.
Carla Kuskin. And
we were doing the same for you. Carla Kuskin, with whom I got to do one of my favorite and arguably best children's book, because she was an award-winning poet by the time I met her. And in her last days, I was her caregiver, as you remember. And as we were putting her financial affairs in order and paperwork together, we found buried in the back of a drawer, a box of the only unpublished poetry of hers. And hers had been reprinted and reprinted. And she gave that to me as a gift, literally, and said, draw some cartoons and we'll do a kid's book together. And she took you in at some
point to live.
Yeah.
What a wonderful mentor to writers and illustrators. And just, that's what I think we were talking earlier about music. And that's what I think the creative community in Cookeville is starting to feel a surge of, is that Carla Kuskin vibe of where you mentor to the younger ones and start music and venues and places for people to read. And I'm really excited about what's going on here.
You know, I said from the beginning when COVID-19 was upon us, you know, we can call this a plague, but we can also call this a great opportunity to reevaluate our lives and decide how we live our lives in the future. And so many people understandably are saying, I just want to go back to normal. And I, every once in a while, I try to avoid preaching, but I'll just simply suggest, how about we go forward to a new normal that includes a set of values, including a work ethic that sort of faded away some years ago, bringing the past into the future. And that's obviously what I'm doing at Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles, is putting together sort of a community center.
Yeah,
we'll be hosting pet adoptions there.
I love that.
You know, yeah, and we're giving away books to assisted living facilities for seniors and elders that can't get out now. We're giving away children's books to stay-at-home families, and then we'll be having live music there and streaming from there, including your your music. Again, in the studio with somebody that's been a favorite of mine for years, and who I met long before she was a country music star and legend, singer-songwriter and Atlantic recording artist, Myla Mason. So Myla is going to continue to do here in Cookeville what she's been doing in Nashville. And that is one of the advantages to COVID-19, is we all are looking for ways to pull together through social media after years of social media pushing us all apart, I think.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah,
it is ironic.
Yeah.
And, it is. It's bringing us all together. Speaking of which, because we were talking about New York and Broadway and wanting to write a show together, like Hamilton, my favorite musical, because I hear it nonstop from the kids.
Mm-hmm.
He could have made millions on that movie. It was slated to be released as a movie.
Yep.
And he let it stream for free.
Yeah.
And all these kids are so grateful who couldn't afford those tickets, and we're never going to be able to make it to even the international touring company's show. What a great, generous gift during COVID that he did.
Absolutely.
And so I love that more and more artists are streaming now, and you can literally take your kids to see things. I was disappointed that we weren't having CMA Fest, because that's kind of like our vacation. We get to visit everyone, and the kids get to come out and play during CMA Fest with me. But, you know, with everything that's happened and keeping everyone safe and the streaming that's going on now, where people can buy tickets cheap or they can watch something for free, it's pretty wonderful.
And artists like you are discovering that there's a different demographic out there. I was talking to a local musician who's also a sound engineer here at the radio station, Billy Mack. And I never thought of this, but he said a lot of the people that are listening to me now online are people that didn't like going to bars because they didn't like being around a lot of booze.
Right.
And some of them are older and just, you know, want to just be entertained and find entertainment. And as I mentioned once, I watched Billy Mack in a live stream on my television. I connected my computer to my television. It was like being under the Jumbotron at a concert, you know.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah. If you have little kids and you can't take them to a concert, you know, my kids, oh my goodness, they went to so many state fairs with me and, you know, but it's also nice that they can see and experience streaming music now. It's a great thing.
It's so true, and the fact that musicians that normally could only be seen in bars where you can't take your kids or wouldn't take your kids, or they get, you know, sort of crazy after about 3 or 4 minutes and what do you do with them, you can just simply say, hey, stop and watch this guy sing this song, and then, you know, their short attention spans lead them on to something else. But it's just a different way of living, and in some ways we're coming together as families at home around a television monitor in the way people did in radio years ago, you know. Yeah. So
live radio was great.
I think that humans, you know, find a way to survive and find a way to create a better world for themselves if they're willing to. And people are going to fight. This is going to get worse before it gets better. Unfortunately, COVID numbers are starting to spike again here in Tennessee and in other places. And we have such great leaders in this community. And but it's the town itself that has to be willing to come together and work with that leader. Yeah. And it takes people like you and me that have this. I've always said, I refer to the Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney movies where suddenly somebody's like, hey, my dad has a bar and we can put on a show, you know.
Yeah.
And that's always been you and me.
Yeah, that
as
has
well.
Been us since the very beginning. We would always get excited and tickled at each other's successes, and we would always add into, you know, right down to the ridiculous, the funny. I remember getting a message from you where you called me and said, you know, you've made it. You're on eBay.
Yes.
So, because you were always collecting T-shirts and great things like that. But yeah, everybody has had each other's backs, it seems, in these times.
When we come back next week with what we're calling Myla Mason in the studio with Myla Mason Part 2, we're going to be talking about your children and what they're doing. And you talk about three people that I've seen that have that I've got a barn, let's put on a show attitude. I mean, and the fact that the three of you threw it together at the last minute and were able to sing at my wedding and prop me up while I screeched out a version of Rod Stewart's Mandolin Wind. It was so wonderful.
It was magical and wonderful.
Yeah.
And they, all of us, were rooting for you to do it.
Well, I was completely amazed at how people were up on their feet and clapping and going nuts.
Great.
I could barely get through the song because I thought, what's going on? Did somebody coaching everybody to cheer? But it was a moment when the love is there and the truth is there. And I, for the first time ever, have never sung on stage, was up there looking at you and thought, that's exactly, I see musicians do that all the time. They look at each other and, you know, and the communal experience. And therefore, I think something's going to be happening great with Rain and May, who now have their Facebook page, Rain and May, and your son, Lucian Kip Minton, who is not just an amazing musician, but a consummate professional when it comes to this kind of thing. So you'll be back next week to join us to talk some more
about
that,
the kids.
Right?
Yeah.
That'll be great.
And you talk about literally Rainey, when she was little, asked me if we could build a stage in the backyard. So she is
kidding.
The Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland.
It's just in the blood, right? You said your grandmother, your mother, you.
Yeah.
Your daughters, your son. It's just
I think it's that way. I've met so many people. Even I have one of my friends, David Martin, who was adopted, you know, when he was little and went looking for his biological parents. I was encouraging him to do that. He moved to Nashville. He was my brother's best friend. He moved to Nashville from Texas to be a songwriter because it just was driving him. And he came to find out that his biological father was in a very famous band, and was a songwriter. I think it's handed down. Like, it's handed down.
Sure.
But I also think it can be in your DNA.
You know, I didn't get the opportunity to grow up with my son, but when we met at age 18, we discovered we had a long list of obscure artists and musicians that we both loved that we thought neither one would have heard of, including the once wonderful Nick Drake, who passed some years ago. And you and I could talk music for hours and hours. And I am really looking forward to having you back in the studio next week, where we'll talk about what you'll be doing with your children together. This is Louis Matheny. Thank you for listening to Local Matters.